Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. He can be heard nationally every weekday afternoon on the Infinity Sports Network, and he comes to us live from the WFAN studios in New York City, and he was at Madison Square Garden last night. I saw some pictures of him and Mad Dog Russo hanging out together. A little nervous there, Knicks fans?
I think the Knicks are going to win, but I think last night the thought leaving the game was, okay, this was a statement to make where you could close out the Pistons quickly in five, not have to go back to Detroit, get rested up because this team does have some injuries. You know, each and every game, it looks like Jalen Brunson's ankles are going to fall off. And Hart now has an injury. And I said, walking into the building, if they play the Celtics, they're going to lose in six. That's what I thought. And my buddy that took me to the game, Jeff, he goes, you know, how much percentage chance would you give them to beat the Celtics? Like 15%. And I think all that's out the window now. Like, if they get past the Pistons, which I think they ultimately will, I would then lower it from Knicks losing in six to now Knicks losing in five. So I think last night, squashed any hope.
I think, and I know Solana wants to celebrate the Knicks losing last night at the Mecca, but if you want to talk about teams that were dead man walking going into a series, you need look no further than these three sad faces on your video monitor.
By the way, to be clear, I showed up early at the game. I was there before the start of the game. I didn't show up with 2 minutes left in the second half, and I stayed there towards the end of the game and had a lot of whiskey last night. So it was a fun night at the Garden outside of the last few minutes.
You saw the Heat. You saw the Heat. I mean, just
by the way, Solana loves that line. I use that to go after Heat fans there. I see the bleep eating grin on Solana's face.
He's out of all the things we have to worry about, the being made fun of for showing up late is so far down on the list right now that I can't even begin to tell you what it's been like. Because you watched it. Like, it seems almost as if they had thrown in the towel at the opening tip.
What else could you expect, though? Once you lose Jimmy Butler, that season was over.
A damn fight, Gilby. That's what I expected.
Don't lose by 50.
Little heart.
How about that? Don't let me look at a scoreboard and see one team in the 80s and my team in the 20s. How about that? Is that too much to ask for?
Wait, I'm getting interrupted here. Is this a 24-year-old girlfriend walking in? She doesn't want me to answer any of your questions, by the way.
Cute. That's adorable. He's working radio bits. No, but with the Heat, extrapolate out what we saw in that series. Can you say that there are any untouchable players on the Heat roster?
No.
Because Bam and Tyler, I think, were pretty untouchable. We thought throughout the season, hey, you know what? You've got cornerstone guys. You knew Jimmy was going to be on the way out. And Bam has been thought of as untouchable for a while, and I'm not certain he's thought of that way anymore. Yeah.
Like, if you're trying to win a championship and you could use one of those assets to get a star here, yeah, you're going to have to ultimately replace him because Tyler Hero is a good player, and we know what Bam Adebayo can do, but I wouldn't say untouchable.
Would Jimmy Butler have changed this series at all? Because that's what everybody blames it on, Jimmy Butler. We lost by 21, 35, 50, and 9. Jimmy Butler's not making up those points.
Maybe they would have won a game, but if it was checked out Jimmy Butler, who was annoyed that Pat didn't change him, absolutely not. You know, didn't trade him? Absolutely not.
But that was Jimmy's complaint, though. It's not me. Like, I'll do my part. It's these ancillary pieces that you have around me. That's why we can't get anything done.
And they show that you can choke out Tyler Hero if you really put your mind to it.
I mean, it was embarrassing, Gelb. You haven't seen a Heat performance like that. I mean, the whole thing of Heat culture and Pat Riley and Heat DNA and the allure of Miami, is that something that we're holding on to here that you from New York or
You're not going to like what I'm about to say.
No, tell us, because other fans around the country.
Culture's dead. It's dead. I'm sorry. And I would say that about any team in the NBA right now that they have great culture. The NBA is won off what? Stars. When have you guys won championships in Miami? LeBron, Wade, Bosh. Heat culture was a thing when it was Dwayne Wade and Shaq towards the end. That was Heat culture early on. Ultimately, I don't care how good your coach is with Eric Spoelstra, how legendary Pat Riley is, and he's an absolute legend, don't get me wrong. You are not winning a championship in the NBA if you don't have stars. It's rare where one star wins an NBA title. Giannis did it with Milwaukee. He's an all-time great player. You saw Kawhi Leonard do it with the Toronto Raptors. When Kawhi, he's mystifying, don't get me wrong, but when he's on, he's so tough to beat. The Heat don't have enough stars right now. And Jimmy Butler was Heat culture. I get that, but did it lead to a championship? So either Heat culture's dead or Heat culture's just, all right, let's be gritty. Let's exceed expectations, but don't win a championship. And we know that's not how Heat culture's meant.
Yeah, but it can be both, right, Gelb? It could be that Heat culture does mean guys who aren't stars understand coming to Miami can revitalize their careers or can spark their careers. But also, the Miami Heat need to absolutely say what we have right now isn't working and anything's on the table, which it sounds like you're saying. Everybody should be available via trade to go get the Giannis or to go get even a Durant at this stage of his career, because status quo is getting bounced by 50 to superior teams.
And to be honest, I think Miami's an attractive destination. Weather and the nightlife. Like, if I'm a star and I could get paid by the Heat, I would love to go play for the Miami Heat. And, like, to our point, they are viewed as a very respected organization in the NBA. But ask this question. How much longer is Pat going to be running the show here? Like, he's 80. Is there any talks about ever moving on from Pat Riley or him retiring? Or is he just going to do this till he drops dead?
I think we've mentioned it at the end of every season probably since he's 75, 76. Yeah. Like, it's a natural question to ask, but he doesn't seem to have any predilection to leave.
Like, for example, in New York, I know nobody cares about the Islanders, you know, but Lou Lamoriello, they just moved on for him. Like, hockey genius. He was 82. Like, we're talking Biden and Trump age for these guys. And look how many people are like, oh, you know, too old to be running the country and stuff like that. You know, I know Pat Riley is so respected, but has the game passed him by? You know, I'll say this. I did not like how Jimmy Butler handled it, because what Jimmy Butler was saying wasn't the reality of the situation. He just wanted the money and he was using all these excuses and all this bull crap. And I thought Pat was right not to give him the money. But now what are you going to do to get this team back to actually having their fans think they could compete for a championship? And Pat, you're not getting any younger. You're not getting any younger. So, legend, they're not going to want to ever move off of him. I get it. It's a tough situation. But do the Heat ever win a championship again with Pat Riley? Heck no.
Oh, if he can go out and get Giannis and rebuild one more time now. That's
Yeah, I wouldn't dismiss that either. I think that was a little too dismissive.
Bring me on here to give you an opinion. Don't you got my opinion.
Well, your opinion happens to be wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. We'll see.
Gelby, speaking about Giannis.
I love Matt Mervis, by the way. Love him.
Oh, we got the Mervis militia.
Well,
we got the
suck
New
up
York
some
contingent
way.
Of the Mervis militia.
But, like, I know what's going to happen here. Solana's going to put this up on YouTube, and they're going to be like, oh, this bloviating jackass.
Oh,
they're going to kill me in the comments.
I am at the mouth the way that you punctuated it, where he says, no, never.
I don't think so. Hawk, I would, you know,
you agree
feel
so
confident?
On
no, no, I definitely don't
There's
agree
a
with
lot
that.
Of Heat Nation,
I think most of the fan base after this season, after last season, and after the way things ended with Jimmy and how it ended 2 nights ago, probably feel a lot closer to you. Like, it's time for Pat Riley to hang it up, and that the game has passed him by. But I think it's easy to say that right now because it's the lowest of lows, and it's one of the darkest days of Heat of Pat Riley's career, frankly.
And wait till Giannis and KD are here next season. and Bam and Tyler stay.
That would be wonderful. Let me tell you, if that's the case, when they win a championship, I'm right there in the video. Are the Heat could ever win a championship with Pat Riley again? Heck no.
Right.
Good for the brand. Good for the brand. Right. I'll take it. Heat and social media, clip this.
Is it Zoe? Zoe's going to run the basketball operations? Like, everybody wants to fire people, but nobody has anybody to hire.
You know, I don't have a damn clue. I was pitched Alonzo Mourning to do an interview like a week and a half to 2 weeks ago. And obviously, with all that's going on with health and with Alonzo Mourning and the story well documented, they told me I couldn't ask him any current basketball questions. So I don't know what that means. So we didn't take the interview. But
I think Nick Arison is the president of basketball operations in waiting. He's essentially been doing
it. Does he like Solana?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nick Arison? Nobody likes Solana.
Well, that's a big... Solana, start sucking up to these people. We need you as the next voice of the Miami Heat.
Trust me. There's a lot of sucking up going on.
The voice of the Miami Heat. Why not get him in the front office?
I mean,
the guy can be wheeling and dealing.
Afternoon drive on QAM in about 15 years when Hawk finally retires, or they're throwing him out like Pat Riley now. We'll have you also as the ball boy for the Heat and the radio play-by-play guy.
Let me tell you something.
Hawk, how could Solana be in the front office if he has to fly with the team? He gets jet lag flying to Orlando.
That's true. He could only be in the front office for home games. Remember when Barry Bonds didn't want to play any road games? That'll be Solana in the front office.
It'd be like Phil Jackson, right? Only show up for the home games.
Yeah.
It's something we talked about with just talking about Giannis with Tyrese Halliburton's dad.
Oh.
He can go out there and mother F Giannis to his face and all, and nothing happens. If Giannis would have slapped him, he would have got arrested. Like, how do they fix that? Because that's unacceptable.
You know what's so funny? I think there's more outrage. And don't get me wrong, I'm not defending Jax Olbrich. But Jax Olbrich prank phone calling Shedeur Sanders, you would think like the worst crime ever committed happened. You have this guy's father running onto the court, taunting Giannis Antetokounmpo, and then going nose to nose with Giannis. Like, I've never seen any. I wish Giannis would have swung at him last night at the dad. It would have been awesome. That's crazy to me.
But Giannis would have got fined $500,000.
He would have got suspended. If he threw a punch, he would have got suspended. He
probably would have got sued, but nothing's going to happen to Halliburton's dad.
Nothing. But like what are they going to do? like ban him from the games, and then you're going to anoint Tyrese Halliburton?
No, just be a better person. It's really, to me, it's like so basic. It's the same thing with the Shedeur Sanders prank phone call as it is with Tyrese Halliburton's dad. Hey, be a better person. Like, just be better than what you're doing right there. Like, just be better.
And I'll give credit to Tyrese Halliburton.
I think that's Melania's saying, by the way. Oh, be better.
Yeah. Just be better. But anyway, I give credit to Halliburton's, Halliburton for coming out and saying my dad was wrong.
I think we can all agree that, like Melania Trump says, be better. Would you have
bitter
gone
or better? Sometimes when she says better, I think she says bitter.
I actually think it's be best. Would you have considered yesterday, because I saw you had very good seats, would you have considered stepping to Cade Cunningham last night if the outcome of the game had been reversed?
No, but I will say this. I almost got in a little trouble last night.
What'd you do?
I was just taking a video, like just recording, like because I was a few whiskeys deep, just recording like the action on the court, and there was a timeout. And because I'm a large man and I stand up and I'm towering over like the coaches that kind of protect the clipboard, I had my camera up and I guess they thought I was recording the plays.
Were
as
you?
If I was like a, no, as if I was I just think taking you were. A video.
I think you know exactly what you were doing.
And they pointed to me and they go, you can't do that. I go, sorry, all good. Deleting the, like, all good. My bad. And that was it. So that we had a laugh about it with the security guards. But I thought, hey, if I'm ever getting kicked out of a building, I'm going limp. You're going to have to drag my fat ass out.
That's been Crowder's. Crowder's been telling us that move for 10 years, man.
The move. If you want to get me out of here, you got to take all this 250 out by yourself. I'm not helping you at all.
Zach Gelb, you can listen to him on the Infinity Sports Network every single afternoon, and we always appreciate you making time for us. Thank you, Gelby.
You got it, and good luck to the Panthers the rest of the way. My dear friend, Vinny Viola, who owns that team for the Florida Panthers, okay? Channing, I made your radio career. You and Joy Taylor.
All right, we'll see you, Sid.
Don't put me in that center.
We'll see you, Sid.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill it deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.